Ladies and gentlemen, Life for the Land. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Robin Lyon.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Biggie Daniels Lyon.
Here they are in For Men Only.
Oh, baby, baby, guess who's in London?
I don't know, honey. I can't think.
I know, dear, but guess.
Well, give us a little hint, Daddy.
All right, he's 6 feet tall, a famous fighting man, and he joined the armed forces the same time I did.
Wellington? Oh, Robin, don't be silly. Wellington joined up about 200 years ago, and Daddy... Wellington?
Oh, you're all so funny. I'm talking about my old pal, Wing Commander Joe Simpson.
Well, gee, Daddy, how could we guess that? He never even met Wing Commander Simpson.
Well, I've certainly talked enough about him, and I've shown you all his pictures.
You mean that handsome man in the RAF uniform?
He wasn't only handsome, he was a great fighter pilot.
Pop, who was the best pilot in your outfit?
Well, I must admit Joe was a lot better than I, but I was darn good at long-range stuff.
I'll bet if I studied hard, I could be an ace like Pop.
You could never be as big an ace as Daddy.
What was that?
I mean, great flyers are born.
Yes, then it should be easy for Richard. He was born.
Well, naturally.
Pop, if he was in the RAF and you were in the American Air Force, how did you get together?
Well, we were in the Mediterranean Allied Air Forces in Italy. That's where General Acre and Air Chief Marshal Tedda were fighting.
I thought they were on the same side.
How can you be so utterly stupid? No one but a nincompoop would say a thing like that.
Oh, well, it takes a nincompoop to know a nincompoop.
Why didn't he telephone you before this?
Because Pongo's been living in South Africa. He only flew into London for a couple of days.
Pongo?
Oh, that was his nickname. All the fellas used to call each other by nicknames.
But what was yours, Daddy?
I know.
Beepy, please.
They called your father Big Bertha.
That's because we carried the big bombs in our plane.
Daddy, tell us more about Wing Commander Simpson.
Well, to begin with, he was one of the dam busters.
Then if you can't say anything nice about the busters, say nothing.
I'm talking about the raid on Germany. I've never seen a man who could fly a plane like Pongo. Oh, I forgot to mention, he's dropping in tonight.
Oh, dear, and I just had the roof fixed.
Then I'll open the skylight for him.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
I'm not trying to make sense. I'm talking to your mother.
Is he coming for dinner?
You're darn right he is.
Well, then we'd better ask Aggie to make something special.
And what's special but Aggie? Oh, an old Air Force friend of Daddy's is coming to dinner.
Oh, what do you think you would enjoy, Mrs. Lyon?
Oh, you know what those old service men like.
I do, but it's nothing you'll find in my manges.
As a matter of fact, Aggie, I was about to suggest that you take the evening off.
What? You mean you want me to cook the dinner for Pongo?
Oh, come now, Mommy. Daddy says he's your best friend.
There's nothing wrong with your mother's cooking. But when you're in the Air Force, you talk a lot about food and, well, I was always telling Pongo about the wonderful hamburgers I made.
You make the hamburgers, but I think you'd better let the women do the rest of the cooking. Now, what would you like?
Well, honey, I thought if you didn't mind, I'd like to be a stag.
Well, I don't mind, but don't you think it'd be too large for the oven?
Mother, he's trying to tell you he doesn't want us around.
Oh, you didn't put that very diplomatically, honey. What I'm trying to say is, when army men get together, it's no place for women.
Why? What do men talk about when they're alone?
The same as women. How disgraceful.
Barbara, why don't you and your mother plan to have dinner at the club and go to separate tables?
You want to come along, Aggie?
No, thank you. I have a feeling I'll be wanted here.
Mother, may I wear your new black velvet dress tonight?
You may have it, dear. It's much too old for me.
Baby, if you want me, I'll be in the attic. I want to get out some of my old Air Force souvenirs. set the table. How do you like it?
Well, let's see.
I thought if I set it with a lot of my flying souvenirs, it might help to recapture your old memories.
Oh, I think it's a very romantic idea. Oh, Mother, look. He's using his old flying helmet for the flower bowl. Isn't that sweet?
Well, yes, but I think he's going a little too far. Use an empty hand grenade for the sugar shaker.
Well, I think it's very clever.
Oh, thanks, honey.
And I love the little airplanes for place cards.
Yes, I thought that was a rather novel idea myself. Look, I've written the names on the wings. See, here's Pongo's. Wing Commander Joseph Simpson, DSO, DFC.
Well, and here's your father's. Colonel Ben Lyon, WMLIGS. What does that stand for?
What's my line, and I've got a secret.
Oh, fine.
Say, Ma, if you were... Hey, what's all that old junk on the table?
This is not old junk.
Well, you could have fooled us.
Those are Daddy's old Air Force souvenirs.
What are those flying goggles doing on the table?
Well, these are your goggles, Daddy.
Yes, son, I kept them as a souvenir the day I went over Floresti and got into trouble with E for Ethel.
Oh, you did you?
Quiet, honey, quiet. You see, we were under fire from German ACAC when suddenly I noticed Eva Ethel put her nose down and started to quiver. Then she became hard to handle.
I don't blame her. She was probably scared stiff.
Oh, Ma, Eva Ethel was the plane he was flying.
Oh.
I can see it's a waste of time trying to tell you two anything about bombing raids. I'll save it for Pongo. He'll enjoy reminiscing.
Who's the fifth place at the table for?
That's for Pongo's son. He's just about Robin's age, so I thought they could go upstairs and play after dinner.
All of a sudden, I'm glad we're going out. I can just see myself playing nursemaid to that kid for the whole evening.
Hey, wait a minute. He was 10 years old when we were in Italy in Caserta. That would make him about 22 now.
Oh, maybe I should stay and take care of the little fellow after all.
Barbara, you heard Pop say it's for men only.
Well, gee, if he's 22, I don't want to play with him. He's middle-aged.
What do you say you two go upstairs and lay out your clothes for the night?
Okay, come on, Half-Pint.
Coming!
If his father's so good-looking, he must be handsome.
Ben, it's rather chilly. Don't you think you should bring some logs in for the fire?
Oh, honey, you and Barbara always do that. And while you're at it, I wish you'd chop up some small wood and also fill the coal scuttle. Then you can lay the fire ready for lighting.
What are you going to do?
Well, someone has to strike the match.
Now, there's no need to be sarcastic. I have to start making my hamburgers. Aggie, I need all these ingredients to make my hamburger.
You can use every single pot and pan.
Daddy, what have you done to the kitchen?
As I have just patiently explained to Aggie, I am mixing my hamburgers.
Oh, anything I can do?
Yes, dear, you can peel those onions and chop them up fine.
Onions? The mother and I are going to the theater.
Good, she'll be able to find you in the dark. Aggie, when you're finished with the peppers, would you please cut up that celery and parsley?
Aye.
Hey, Pop, what have you done to the kitchen?
Why does everybody who comes in here ask me the same silly question?
What silly question?
What have you done to the kitchen?
That's the question.
Daddy's making hamburgers.
Gee, have you eaten one already? You've been peeling onions.
Now, Robin, you can put all those things Aggie has cut up into that big bowl with the minced meat and mix it up.
Okay. Oh, Peter, get down.
And Richard, you can mash up those tomatoes.
All right.
Thanks. Now, let me see. 1 tablespoon of milled pepper, salt, 1 ounce of red pepper, tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of dry mustard, and 1/2 cup of Worcester sauce.
Hey, Pop, are you sure you aren't confusing these hamburgers with a recipe for gunpowder?
You won't say that when you taste them.
Oh, Aggie, Ben, what have you done to the kitchen?
This family sure is in a rut.
You still haven't answered my question. What have you done to the kitchen?
I've been riding a bicycle.
Oh. Well, why don't you take it in the lounge? There's much more room in there.
Daddy's been making hamburgers.
Barbara, why are you crying?
He made me cut up the onions.
Oh, I know what you mean. Onions always make my eyes smart.
You should rub some on your head.
That's enough. My goodness, what a mixture. What kind of meat have you got in there? Oh, Ben, you didn't. Mommy, he's just sitting up and begging.
Oh, come on, Mother. We better get our coats.
Oh, you can't go yet. I want you to meet Pongo first. Besides, you simply must taste one of my hamburgers.
Well, I'm afraid we can't wait that long.
But I'll just put some in the pan. They'll only take a few minutes to fry.
Oh, but we want to be on time. You know, we'd like to be early. They always call me the punctual Mrs. Lyon.
Well, eat one of Pop's hamburgers and you'll be known as the late Mrs. Lyon.
Now, cut the joke. Oh, look how brown they're getting. I think they're done now. I'll just flip them onto this plate. That one was hot, you know. There. Now, come on. Who's going to have the first bite?
So long, Pop.
You come back here. You'll take your chances with the rest of the family.
Okay. Robin, go ahead.
Oh, no. Ladies first.
Barbara?
After you, Mother dear.
B.B.?
Shall we go around again?
Now, cut the comedy and try one. Go on, B.B.
All right, dear. We've had a wonderful life together.
Well, how was it?
Wonderful.
Barbara?
All right, Daddy.
Well, how does it taste?
It tastes simply delicious.
Well, she's made her last record.
Just for that, you can't have any.
Good.
Oh, but I'll fill in your legs.
Now, I'd appreciate it if you'd run along and let me finish. Well, B.B., I put a lid on the hamburgers and left them to simmer. They should be just right by the time Pongo gets here.
Good. Where are the boys?
Upstairs, getting cleaned up. Oh, that'll be Pongo. Now, B.B., just watch this.
Come in. Ben, you old son of a gun.
Pongo, you old joker, you haven't changed a bit.
Not of you, pal. You look exactly the same. But what difference does it make as long as you're healthy?
Oh, dear. Same old Pongo, always there with a laugh.
Speaking of laughs, I'm his son, Bill.
Well, hello, Bill. And now, if you two really want to get hysterical, if you really want to have a laugh, come on in and meet my wife.
Well, hello.
Well, B.B., this is a real thrill. You don't mind me calling you B.B., do you?
Oh, of course not.
Come on, let's all sit by the fire. Pongo and I have a million things to talk about.
You know something, B.B.? You've always been my favorite film star.
I have?
Yeah, my father said he saw you in Rio Rita 9 times.
Pongo, remember that big raid on Ploesti when one of the fellas flew back to the base on 2 engines?
My father said you made a wonderful dramatic film called Counselor at Law.
Oh, you mean the one with John Barrymore?
Pongo, can you recall that pilot's name?
You know, I think I've seen every film you ever made.
Really?
I certainly wish I could remember who it was that flew back on 2 engines.
B.B., I just love that film where you played the daughter of the sheik. Remember, Bill Powell was your father in that.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, it must have been a wonderful film.
If anyone's interested, I'm the one who flew back on 2 engines.
Sorry, Ben, I just didn't see you sitting there.
I'm afraid I'm being very selfish. Ben's just dying to talk to you. You boys go ahead while I put some logs on the fire.
Oh, no. You mustn't do that. Let me do this. This is a man's job.
Well, thank you.
Sorry we took so long, Mom, but Barbara was in the bathroom.
Oh, he ever got his watch. He's worse than the cat. Well, so then why wouldn't hurt either of you?
Now, quiet down, kid. I want you to meet my friend Wing Commander Simpson and his son, Billy.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. I didn't know you had a grown daughter, Mr. Lyon.
Well, I don't boast about Barbara.
Oh, Daddy. Oh,
forgive me for staring at you, but I think you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you're just flattering me.
I was referring to your daughter.
Oh.
Oh, well, thank you.
The boy needs glasses.
Oh, no, I don't. I only hope her husband knows how lucky he is.
I'm not married.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So are we.
Yeah, her boyfriend is pretty gorgeous.
I'm sorry. I thought Barbara was married. It's just that, I felt certain some lucky fellow would have snatched her up before now. After all, lovely girls are very scarce.
Yes, there aren't many of us left. Well, come on, Barbara. We must be going.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, you can't run away like that. No. This is my party. Right, Ben?
Oh, sure, yeah. I just thought the girls wouldn't have much fun.
Well, it'll certainly make my evening.
And mine.
Well, then I guess you better stay, huh, Barbara?
Mr. Pringle, Daddy's making special hamburgers for you.
Hamburgers? Well, you don't have to be so casual. I remember you were asking me all about them when we got so hungry after that raid on Ploessi.
Oh, yeah.
That was some raid, wasn't it? The whole place was on fire.
Daddy, something's burning.
Burning? The whole darn place was burning.
I think it's hamburgers.
Don't be silly. It was Ploessi.
He means your hamburgers in the kitchen.
Richard, I just... Oh, my hamburgers. I'll be right back.
Everybody, Ben's bringing the hamburgers right in.
Oh, grand.
But Mr. Pringle, please tell us some more about South Africa. Have you ever seen a real witch doctor?
Oh, many times, Robin. And I must confess, it's a bit frightening.
Sounds terrifying. Tell us some more.
Well, one night in the light of a full moon, I saw a witch doctor holding up burnt offerings.
Hamburgers, everybody. Here comes one. Here comes one now.
Pongo, have this nice big brown one.
Well, how about you, BB?
Oh, no thanks. I'm not the least bit crazy. I mean hungry.
Bill?
Oh, thanks.
Robin, Richard?
No thanks.
What's the matter with you boys? Don't you feel well?
Yes, we want to stay that way.
I'll have one, Daddy.
Oh, thanks, honey. Well, Pongo, how are you doing?
Oh, well, mine's falling apart.
There, you see how tender they are?
I'm talking about my fork.
Well, you must have a weak fork.
Good buddy, Mr. Lyon. I brought you all some cold chicken and salad. Oh, thank you, Aggie. Would you like some, sir?
Well, I can never say no to a tender chicken.
Oh! You wink, Commander, but all the same.
Aggie.
Oh, no offense. I think you Air Force men are wonderful. Well, I'll away and make the coffee.
Isn't it dangerous living in Africa with all those lions and man-eating tigers?
You mustn't think Africa's all a jungle. We have some very beautiful cities.
Where do you live, Pongo?
In Kimberley.
Well, what made you settle out there?
Well, after the war, I decided to save up and buy a plane of my own. You know, start a small ferry service. And then I changed my mind.
Same old rolling stone, eh?
He put every penny he saved into an old mine shaft.
Who talked you into that?
A prospector. Week after week, we dug deeper and deeper.
And just as Dad was about to give up hope, he found it.
Silver?
No, the biggest diamond mine in Kimberley.
What?
Oh, how wonderful. I just love diamonds, don't you, Mother? Oh, yes.
Oh, well, then I'll have to send you each one from my mine. Hey, Ben?
Oh, that's very nice of you, Pongo, but I don't think you should spoil the girls like that.
No, spoil the boys instead.
Oh, come now, Ben. Girls were made to be spoiled by men.
Oh, so that's what they were made for.
Look, Pongo, I appreciate the thought, but...
Yeah, well, look, it will give me great pleasure. Now, let me send Barbara a small diamond, and I'd like to send BB about 14 carats.
Well, that's very sweet, but we grow our own. Oh.
BB, that's corny.
No, carrots.
Oh, what a sense of humor. It must be wonderful to have her around all day.
You have no idea.
If I had a wife like that, I'd do everything I could to keep a smile on those pretty lips.
Oh, you would you?
Oh, yes. I'd give her a bag full of diamonds just to hear that gentle laugh.
Baby, stop that. Stop it. By the way, Pongo, how is your wife these days?
Oh, I thought you knew, Ben. I've been a widower for 10 years.
Oh, what a shame.
Here's the coffee, Mrs. Lyon, and I brought in some of that cake you made this morning.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. Would you like to try a piece of my homemade cake, Pongo?
Phoebe, what are you trying to do to him? Oh, yes, Pongo. Have a nice big piece.
Oh, now, don't you worry. I'm not getting up from this table until I do.
What makes you think you're going to get up?
Here's a nice big slice for you.
Thank you, pal. Why, BB, this is delicious.
What?
You're a lucky man to have a pretty wife who can cook like this.
Oh, what do you say to that, Daddy?
I'll think of something. Right now, I have an important phone call to make.
Mr. L., Aggie told me to come straight in the den.
Yes, I wanted to have a little talk with you before we join the others.
What? What's up?
It's about that so-called friend of mine. All he's done since he's been here is flatter my wife. Funny how a man can change. He's got my whole family ignoring me. You big windbag.
Well, now, say no more. I'll make your family appreciate you.
Well, come on. They're in the living room.
Oh, Mr. Pongo, please tell us some more about that native tribe.
I'd be glad to. I would.
I'm sure you would.
Well said, Mr. Hill.
Oh, Mr. Wimple, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, I just popped around to see the genius.
Well, what did you want to see me about?
I'm talking about your clever and talented father.
Oh, Mr. Wimple, come and meet our distinguished guest. This is Wing Commander Simpson, late of Caserta Camp.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm Lance Corporal Wimple, late of Aldershot Glasshouse.
Well, suppose we drop the formalities. You just call me Pongo. And now, this is my son, Bill.
Hello there.
John. The Wing Commander and Bill have been telling us all about the mysteries of Darkest Africa.
Well, yes, it's been so interesting.
Well, it's very easy to talk to such charming children, and I don't have to tell you what a wonderful girl Bibi is.
No. What's more, she's very lucky. You should have seen Mr. L's little red book before he was married. It was just full of telephone numbers of the most beautiful girls in the world.
That's what I like about Wimple. He's so modest about me.
Well, it's true. There was Sarah Bowles, Polonese, Pearl White, Nellie Wallace.
That's enough.
It's not half. I tell you, the women are mad about this man, and no wonder. Look at his amazing physique. You should see the physique. Well, look at it. You should see the tremendous effect his figure has on the girl.
Yeah, well, that's possible, but it looks pretty awful on a man.
Oh, Ben, isn't he a scream?
Yeah, I'm in convulsions.
Bill, you didn't finish telling us about the witch doctor's dance.
Oh, yes. Well, they throw themselves into a frenzy, ward off evil spirits. In fact, one night a witch doctor cut his nose so badly I had to put a stitch in it.
So, what do you know? A witch with a stitch in his snitch.
Oh, Richard. Go on, Bill.
Wimple, get me back into the conversation.
Okie doke.
Well, the witch doctor continued his mad dance until he resembled a gibbering idiot.
Speaking of Mr. L.
And about time, too. Now you go ahead.
Well, now, in the world of the theater, they call Mr. L the old master. Well, that's near enough.
Let's change the subject.
Oh, yes, please. Bill, how would you like to go in the den and hear some new records?
Well, that's about the nicest thing I could think of.
Come on, Robin, let's keep them company.
You bet. I knew they'd tag along.
Now, speaking of records, how about playing a few of yours, Phoebe?
Well, I didn't keep any of mine, Pongo.
I never dreamed we'd be alone like this.
What do you mean alone? I'm here. Wimple!
Sorry. What is it, Mr. L?
Come on out in the hall with me.
What for?
I'm going to telephone Florence. I think she can straighten this up.
Okay, doke. Mr. L, it's cold in this hall.
I know, but I must talk to Florrie before she meets Pongo.
Well, you're wasting your time. He'd never fall for her.
Who knows? He's looking for a wife.
Well, he can have mine.
Be serious, Wimpy. I figure Florrie would either sweep him off his feet or scare him out of the house. Either way, I can't lose. Come on in, Florrie.
Well, how do I look?
Simply ravishing. How do you think Florrie looks, Wimple? Well, Florrie, your diamond playboy is waiting.
I know. Where is the dear boy? Where is he?
Down, Florrie, down, down. Come on, Wimple. Let's take the bull by the horns.
No, let her walk in. That is. Good luck, Mrs. W. See you tomorrow, Mr. L.
Thanks, Wimple. Come on, Florrie.
And then what happened?
The ugly beast came thundering towards me.
Hello, everyone.
What perfect timing.
Florrie, how wonderful to see you. Florrie, this is Wing Commander Simpson and his son, Bill. Charmed.
How do you do?
Happy to meet you, Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, don't be so formal. Just call me Mother. Come and sit down, Aunt Florrie. Thank you, dear. Wing Commander, shall I sit on the sofa next to you?
Well, I suppose if we both inhale, we can manage it.
Oh, you
Funny, funny boy.
Pongo, I was just telling Mrs. Wainwright that you're a widower.
Yes, and by a strange coincidence, she's a widow. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you both got married?
Well, yes, but who would have us?
Oh, I just adore a man with a sense of humor. I've always wanted to marry someone just like you. And now I have my wish.
Oh, Mrs. Wainwright, I hardly know you.
Well, can you think of a better way of getting acquainted? Well, Fonda, what have you got to say to that?
Well, now that we've finally met,
yes?
It's time to say goodbye.
But, Pongo, you said you love to spoil women, and Flory really needs attention.
Yes, well, I'd rather have a woman in full working order. Well, now I really must be running along.
Oh, I'm sorry you have to go so soon. Richard, get the hat.
Okay.
Goodbye, Barbara. I'll telephone you tomorrow.
That would be wonderful.
Well, goodbye, BB.
Goodbye, Pongo.
I'll drop in again before I leave.
Do that. I'm sure Flory would love to see you.
Oh, on second thoughts, I won't have time. Well, Ben, it's been grand talking over the old war days.
It certainly has. Goodbye, Pongo.
Oh, wait for me. Mother, weren't they both simply charming?
Yes, and so attentive. Not like some men I know. Come on, Barbara, let's make up the fire before we go to bed.
Well, wait a minute. Give me that coal scuttle. I don't want you girls to spoil your pretty hands. Sit down, darling.
Well, thank you, dear.
Would you girls like any more cushions to rest your pretty heads on?
Well, maybe one more, dear.
Pop, Robin said there's a man on the phone for you.
Oh, yeah. His name is Colonel Mason.
Oh, is he another one of your old Air Force pals?
That's right.
What should I tell him?
Say your father's gone on a long trip and you don't know when he'll be back.
That's my pop.
Life with the Lion, with Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with her children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Belair, Snorley Walters, and Tim Grant. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and Phoebe Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.